Today's daf is Nazir, daf Lamed Ches. We are on Lamed Zayin and Mabez, finishing up the last full daf relating to issues of kashrus, and today we get on to other issues outside of kashrus, but we start with the last couple of lines related to that sugya. So we are 4 lines from the bottom on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. We have been discussing the sugyas of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser and Tam Ki Iker, and the limiting or expanding the ideas learned from the Isurim of Nazir to outside of Nazirus. And we have the Machlokas to be keeping the Rabbanon, which psukim come to teach me which din, and what is expanded and what is not. So says the Gemara, Amle Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. The pasuk that says, from anything, Nazir is allowed to have anything made out of the vine, that teaches us that all Isurei Nazir are mitztaref with each other, that all different types of Isurim, we know that there are 10 Isurim related to Naziris, so grapes and grape seed and grape skins and wine and all the different Isurim, they're all mitztarif to each other. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Mikol Asher Yaseh, from anything. So says the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, what does he hold? Heter mitztarif le'isser. So Hashta Yesh Lomar, Heter mitztarif le'isser. Isser le'isser mi'boi. If even Heter can be mitztarif to Isser, you need a pasuk to tell me that various Isurim can be mitztarif to each other? Of course, isn't it easier for an Isser to be mitztarif to an Isser than a Heter to be mitztarif to an Isser? And if you need a pasuk to teach me that an Isser is mitztarif to an Isser, so doesn't that then show me that it must not be true that Heter mitztarif le'isser? Answers the Gemara. We'll get back to that Havamina, but let's just do the answer. Amar Leh, the Gemara answers back, no. Rav Kahana says, Heter le'isser bebas achas. Isser le'isser afilu bezachar zeh. The chiddush is that you're right, heter mitzarif le'isser, but that's only if it's bas achas. What does bas achas mean? We had a machlokas Rashi Tosfos a couple of days ago, whether that means actually mixed together or at least eaten together. Either way, but it's bas achas, you do one ma'isa achila, and that's where we would say heter mitzarif le'isser. But one after another, we would not say heter mitzarif le'isser. But we would say Isser mitzarif le'isser. That's even b'zeh achar zeh. Tosfos points out, it's not, if you have a lot of time in between. Right bottom Tosfos, afilu b'zeh achar zeh, u'b'vashi b'sochach k'dei achilas pras. That's at least be b'toch achilas pras, even if it's b'zeh achar zeh. Right, all isurim, isuri achila, have some type of tziruf. Even if you want to say it's b'zeh achar zeh, it has to be b'chdei achilas pras. There are exceptions that we have other types of isurim that don't require that. Obviously, if it's not isuri achila, for example, gneva. Right, if I steal half a pruta from somebody today, and then half a pruta from somebody in 3 days from now, it could be that it's been sarved to a pruta, and now I violate fully with the chiyav hashava. Right, there's no time limit for that chiyav. The Gemara even says it by mi'ila. Mi'ila is mitzarif lizman meruba. That's one of the rayas that the Isra mi'ila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash, is a form of gzela. Because mi'ila is mitzarif lizman meruba. If I get hana half a pruta today and half a pruta in 3 days, so that's also mitzarif for a full Isra of mi'ila. Mitzarif, right, that's the lizman meruba. So here, though, obviously it's an isir achila, so even if you want to say it's b'zeh or zeh, but it has to be within achila's pras. The Me'iri, where this Gemara comes up in Psachim, as we mentioned in the last couple of days, this Gemara appears there as well, and you have to learn the Rishonim there to get a full picture. The Me'iri discusses the Havamina that we just started off with. What was the Gemara's Havamina? Well, if Heter mitzarif le'isser, surely Isser mitzarif le'isser. Ask the Me'iri, is that really true? Is that really true that it's harder for a heter to be mitzarif to an isser than an isser to be mitzarif to an isser? I can think of 2 reasons to go the opposite direction, says the Me'iri. V'shema tomar, mem hei amet aleph, in Psachim. V'hi anosenes, she isser v'isser, i'ato yodeya al eze mehen ata masra oso. V'havi lehasra safik, she ini yechol olav ulidei vadai. First problem with being mitzarif to isurim is what kind of asra are you going to give? Were you going to give Hasra on Isser A or Isser B? If you have 2 different Isserim, then the whole Hasra is not going to be clear which Hasra one should give. If it's a heter and an iser, okay, there's only one asra, there's only one iser involved. And the heter is just mitzuraf, as we discussed from the stipler. Maybe it's mitzuraf to make it a maisa achila, and therefore any iser within the maisa achila is enough. Or the whole thing is called the iser. Okay, either way, there's only one iser involved. But if there are two isurim, it makes it more difficult to pin down which hasra one should give. And number two, and this will bring us back to Maseches Nedarim, v'chein she'ein echad misbatel etzel chaveiro, shehare kol echad iser, ve'eino isurin mevatlin zezeh. It's easier when there is a clash. You have, can have a heter that's batel in an iser. You can have an iser that's batel in a heter. If you have two isurim, who says they can be batel in each other? And the Isur and Amavatil each other. Right? It reminds us, as I just mentioned, of the Ran and the Darm relating to Davar Sheish Lamatirin, where the Ran quotes the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding the blood on Yom Kippur. Ein Dam Mavatil Dam. Rabbi Yehuda discusses the context of the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sa'ir, and he mixes it together, and the Torah still calls it both. V'lakach midam ha'par midam ha'sa'ir. Ask Rabbi Yehuda, how can you call it the blood of both? The dam of the blood is so much more. Machlokas Rishonim, what does that mean? Does it mean it's thicker? Does it mean you take more of it? But either way, the Rabbi Yehuda says, well, they both could coexist. Bitta only takes place when there is a clash between two items that are not similar. But if you two items that are similar, they could coexist with each other, and therefore there's no bitta. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, by ein dam avatal dam. And the Ran uses that to explain the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin, that if you have something that's asur, that falls into heter, fine, there's bittel. But if you have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so that's a little bit of a heter, even though it's asur right now, but it's more of a heter that falls into a heter, and that's why it's not batel. Davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batel for that reason, because they're like ideas. That's the Meiri says, that's a question on this Gemara also. When you have isur b'isur, who says it's easier for isur b'isur to be mitztarif? Right, to combine. Maybe they stand alone and you can't combine them. So that's the Meiri's double question on this Havamina. Right? How could the Gemara assume so quickly that if you say Hatim Isarif L'Isser, surely you'll say Issim Isarif L'Isser. So says the Meiri, to answer the question, Shahare Afshkizid Allah Hatim Isarif L'Isser, B'chali Surin, Atamoza, B'chatzi Zayas Chayla, B'chatzi Zayas Dam Shepater, B'chali Surin, Chutzman Akachim, Teda. And then he says, Shalosh shalu ela b'isurei nazir shekula min echad habishar isurim shitalei de'isur v'isur ena mitztarif. The Miri says, you're right. We're only asking it within the world of Nazirus, where there is already an affinity between the isurim. You're right, two different types of isurim. We would not be so quick to say isur v'isur is mitztarif. Here, the Gemara is asking within the isurim of Nazir. And within the isurim of Nazir, that we could say tziruf takes place. As we mentioned many times already, but just to review, the Rambam quotes that there are 10 mitzvos related to Nazirus, 8 of them losaseis, and most of them referring to wine. There's one losasei about cutting one's hair, shalo yigalech saro kol yemei nizro. You're not allowed to cut one. He's not allowed to cut his hair. And two relating to tuma, you can't go into an ohel hameis, and you can't be batami lameis. Let's talk about why though. There are two. That's three, and the other five are related to wine and wine products. You can't drink wine or tarovas wine. You can't drink moist grapes. You can't drink raisins, dried out grapes, and you can't drink grape seeds. And you can't drink grape peels. Those five. So within those five, those are obviously connected to each other. They're all in the same context, even though they're counted as separate isurim. And says the Meiri, that's the Havamina here. At least within the world of Nazirus, you could say that the two isurim are closer to being mitztarif.
That could be one general hasra.
So that's a good question. What about the hasra? Right? Do they warn them about Nazirios products? So we'll have to see. That could be because we're going to have other cases on today's daf where it's a lot of Isurim on Amid Beis and how many Malkus you're going to get. But it's even if you want to say it's one general Hasra, there's going to be separate Malkios. So that would say maybe it has to be separate. But you're right. He doesn't really get back to that issue of Hasra in that piece. He does not mention Hasra in the continuation. Not sure. Halachi says at the end, Kali Surin ain mitzarfim zem ze bechulin elabinazir. Bevesh Isurin shebo echad heim. Fahari heim kinevela utrefa shemitzarfos. Forgot that line. Right? It's like nevela and trefa. That also is a chiddush. That's Reb Chaim about nevela and trefa have one shem iser. They're mitzarif to each other, as the Mishnah says. So whenever you have some type of connection between the Isurim, it seems like Sirif is possible, but he does not answer. Get back to the Hasra question. Vaita, last word on the Amud. Rabbi Shimon, getting back to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The less late Sirif, we mentioned a couple of days ago, Rabbi Shimon holds there is no need for Sirif. Rabbi Shimon holds that you don't need a shear for Onesh. Even though we paskin, you need to eat a kizayis or whatever the shear is for an Onesh of Malkus. Rabbi Shimon says that's not true. You only need a shear for a karban. For the Onesh, there is no shear. So according to him, what do you need the pasuk to tell me this? Tziruf. You don't need tziruf. Mikol asher ye'aseh my darish bay. What does he use the pasuk of Mikol asher ye'aseh for? Amar lecha, heilu mibaylei, la'olam eino nazir, she'aseh mikulan. This gets back to Reb Shimon, back on Daf Gimel. We had on the second Daf of this Masechta, Machlokes Tanoim, if I accept to be a Nazir only from one, I accept to be a Nazir from wine, or from hair, just one of them, am I a Nazir? So if you mirror back, we have the Mishnah, and then we quoted the Mishnah against Reb Shimon. The Mishnah said, on Daf Gimel on the base, Hareini Nazir min acharzanim min azaganim min ataglachas min atumah. From one type of Naziris. The Mishnah says, automatically you're a Nazir for all. Harizen Nazir v'chol tikduk and Naziris alav. And the Mishnah there said, the Gemara said, Masnisa delok Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says, you're only a Nazir once you accept to be a Nazir from all of them. So that is what this pasuk is teaching me according to Rabbi Shimon. Period. Okay, now we get into the world of Revi'ios, which wine and Naziris is one of them. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Call Revi Yosha Batorah Ain Heter Mitzarif LeIsur. Rabbi Yavo was quoting Rabbi Elazar. Remember, at the beginning of this entire sugya that we had back on Daf Lamed Heimabez, Rabbi Yavo quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, all Yisurin in the Torah Ain Heter Mitzarif LeIsur except for Nazir. So now Rabbi Yavo is quoting Rabbi Elazar, a different statement. In all revi'iyos in the Torah, had those abisarif l'isr chutz be revi'is shem nazir, except the revi'is needed for the isr of wine by nazir. Shari amra Torah mishras, because the Torah says mishras, which is the word that teaches me hefter mitzarif l'isr. Asks the Gemara, my ika bein Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, what's the difference between the two statements of Rabbi Yavo? Rabbi Yavo quoted Rabbi Yochanan earlier that hefter mitzarif l'isr only by nazir, and here again he goes Rabbi Elazar. All revi'iyos, you don't say hetem b'sarif l'isr except by nazir. So the difference is, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about solids, and Rabbi Elazar is only talking about liquids. Ike b'inayu, Rabbi Yochanan mar b'afilu ochlin. Rabbi Yochanan earlier was mar included even solid items, even that is hetem b'sarif l'isr by nazir. And Rabbi Elazar says, mashkin in midi achrini lo, only liquids and not other items. Why? So if you think about it, says the Karen Ora, it's more mistaver to say liquids are going to combine, because liquids are more combinable for hetem mitzarif l'isser. Right? You have two liquids that come together. The Kfar Kasafti says the Karen Ora, a couple of Karen Oras on today's daf. V'taim ed Rabbi Elazar, mishum demashkin misarvin yoser, v'naase haheter v'haisser echad. What's the svar for Rabbi Elazar? Why would you say hetem b'sarif l'isr by liquids and not by solids? Because liquids, you pour two things together, they become one liquid. Food, who says? Aval ba'ochlin de'ein misarvin kolkach, ein hetem b'isr mistarfin. That's the svara for Rabbi Elazar. Ask the Karen Ora though, but wait a minute. What's the case in our Mishnah that we're talking about by Naziris? We're talking about bread and wine. So bread and wine, so what's Rabbi Elazar talking about? So explains the Karen Ora, you go by the isser. If the isser is liquid, then that's what he includes and says hetem b'sarif l'isser, because it can combine into the solid. El mehadar Rabbi Akiva. What about the case of the bread and the wine? Tahacha nivla hayayin ba'ochel va'afilu hachi b'tzareif v'tzarech lomar demashke isser muvlaas. Bein ba'ochel, bein b'mashke heter. If the liquid is usur, so that it doesn't matter. That's what Rabbi Elazar is saying. As long as you have an usur liquid, then you say, heter b'tzareif l'isur by nazir. Avalema isur ochel, lo mitzarfina nafila b'mashke heter. That's what it seems like he's saying, that if the liquid is the heter and the solid is the isur, you don't say it. Afal pi she nivla ba'ochel. But I'm not sure about why. That's what he seems to be saying, but I'm not exactly sure, because miman afshach, if there's a liquid that gets absorbed in a solid, it's the same level whether one is us or one is mutter or the opposite. So he's not sure. He's not sure exactly why it works in that direction, but that's what he seems to be saying, says the Karanara. You go after the liquid. Period. Amar Belazar. Says Belazar now to branch out. This is one of those fun dafim that there are like 10 or 12 different shas topics on this amud. Eser revi'iyos hein. There are 10 contexts, 10 areas in halacha where revi'is comes up. The shear of a revi'is plays an important role. V'nachad Rav Kahana b'yadei. Chamesh sumkasav v'chamesh chivarta. And Rabbi Kahana, to help memorize, said there are 5 red ones and 5 white ones. I mean, there are 5 red ones that have to do with wine or blood, and there are 5 white ones that have to do with clear liquids. So that is the 10 split up into 5 and 5. So even before we see the 10, all the Rishonim in various stages ask, what about this revius, what about that revius, where there's a few that seem to be missing from the list. The Gemara itself will bring up some at the end, but that's the question of, there are some that are not on the list. Just to mention one that is a big one, that seems to not be on the list, one that we're familiar with. How much liquid does one have to drink in order to make a Barin Afashos? How much wine does one have to drink in order to say an Ala Geffen? Right, so that is not on the list. That revius is not here. What are we paskin? Tosfos is not sure. It's a big Tosfos in Sukkah, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that says, I'm not sure. What do you mean I'm not sure? What are the options? So if you look at Siman Reish Yud, right, we quoted this Siman in last shiur or 2 shiurim ago about the amount that you need in Kedei Achilas Pras. That's what we discussed in the time. But the Shulchan Aruch also says, V'yesh mistapkim. Right, this is a quote from Tosfos in Sukkah. Od bebracha achrona shel yayin im mevarchin osa al kizayis. Kizayis, we know kizayis is usually a solid shear, and a revius is a liquid shear. But as we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says kizayis is even the shear for the liquid of the wine of a nazir. So the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. I'm not sure about the bracha of al hagefen for wine. Is it a kizayis or is it more a revius? So Tosfos says, never drink in between. Only drink less than a kizayis or more than a revius. But don't drink in between because that's a real suffix. That's what the Shulchan Aruch advises. So we mentioned last time. What else is the same sif? Okay, Tov li zar, he says Tov li zar not to eat one grape. Same sif. Tov li zahir shalo lishtos pachos bi kizayis o revius. Ewa pachos bi kizayis o revius. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. But if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam says, revius. He doesn't have a suffix. The Rambam says, revius. How does the Rambam know revius? In Hilchos Brachos, says the Kesef Mishnah, he knows it from Isurim. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Gimel, Bamed Ramamurim, that you make a sha'ochal b'kizayis umala. Avala ocha pachos b'kizayis, bein min apas, bein mishar ochlin, vashose pachos me revius. Baymin hayayin, bein mishar mashkin, mavarach tchila bracha ru'uya, la'osu hamin, ulubasav, ein mavarach klal. The Rambam says, no suffix. Revius is the shear. You drink less than a revius, you don't make a bracha. So it says, ask the Kesef Mishnah, where does Rambam know this from? There's no Gemara that says this. That's why Tosfos had the suffix. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Umashakasav Rabbeinu, the shear of Dimashkin. The Kesef Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, he quoted Tosfos. He didn't quote the Rambam. Unusual. Right? He quoted the suffix of Tosfos. But here the Kesef Mishnah says, Tamo mida ashkechan ba'alma le'inyan achilas isurin dechayev b'shtias mashkin isurin b'revius dumya da'ochlan b'kizayis. Just like when it comes to isurim, the isur achila of isurim is kizayis and drinking is revius. So too, when if I drink a liquid, any type of something that's usur, so that's revius. It's just like kizayis for solids. So too by mitzvahs. So too by positives, by brachas. That is the Kesef Mishnah. So ask again, the Karanora on our daf, but what do you mean? Where does Rama get that from? From the Gemara? So why isn't it on the list? It's not on the list here. Isurim or brachas. Neither of them are on the list. So he explains, the Karanora explains why, because it's not really a shear of a revius. The reason it's a shear of a revius is that, Chazal say elsewhere, a revius is a liquefied kizayis. If you'd congeal the revius, it will come out, it'll get a little smaller, and it will become a kezias of solid. So it's really sheer kezias. That's why it's not on the list. It's a revius, but really it's a kezias. That's the sheer that it is. The haidu taima delo chasher revius shall kali surin kemo yayin shall arla the kilaya kerem mishum dehasam gamkein lo no marshir revius the isurayu balashan achila kasev rachmana dehavi bekezias v'hadu beyayin havi revius who gamkein beyaitaima shem yikros yaamot al kezias. That's the kesef mishnah. That's the keren ora answering the question. On the Rambam, according to the Rambam, if the shear is real, according to Tosfos, it's a suffix. That's why it's not on the list. But according to the Rambam, that's the shear for brachos, for isurim. So why isn't it on the list? The Karen Ora says, because really it's not a shear. It's not a din of revius. It's a din of kezias, which just looks like revius to us because that is what it is in liquid form. Good. So now let's get to the ones that are in the Gemara. We just spoke about one that's not in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. So there is 10 and there's 5 and 5. So what are the five red? Chame sumkasa. Back to the Gemara. So there's a mnemonic to remember it. There's a phrase. Nazir v'osa pesach shahoru ba'mikdash v'mesu. That's the phrase. A nazir doing karet pesach that paskin in the base of mikdash and died. What does that mean? Every word teaches us something. Nazir, revius yayin l'nazir. Nazir is referring to revius yayin for a nazir. The Gemara in a couple of lines is going to say that what about this one? What about that one? Why isn't this on the list? We're not interested in ones that have machlokas about them. Biplukta lo kabairi. So Tosfos right here asks, there's a machlokas in our Mishnah about Yayin l'Nazir. Is it revius? Is it kezias? Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan. So it must, Tosfos says, it's only mentions biplukta lo kabairi with the clear white ones, not with the red ones. With the red ones, it might mention a machlokas. Why is that? You know, what is that? Just, pashas is, because you don't want to get 5 and 5. The whole point here is a mnemonic to help remember. So, if they're not 5 and 5, it's going to be harder. It's 10, it's 5 and 5. So that's what the Tosar Rosh says. Tosar Rosh says that the point is, Rav Kahana, Ratza limso chamesh keneged chamesh, v'lo yechol limso rakem yimne mash yesh b'machlokas ba'adumos v'lo b'levanos. And that's why, just practically, it says that. There's no lumdis difference between the red and the white, but the white had more than 5, and that's why I left out the plukta ones, and the red ones did not. So number one is revius yayin for an usher. Number two, osa pesach, dam revu dam reshmuel, arba kosos halalu, sarach shayia bahen, kidei revius. Dalakosos require a revius. We know that this is really the third level. When it comes to dalakosos, dalakosos has two higher levels. Revius is the minimum. The minimum shear I have to make, my dalad kosos, what has to be in my cup. To what do I have to drink? I have to drink kalakos or rovkos or rov revius. Those are the three levels. How much has to be in my kos? Yes, minimum is revius. That is true. But in terms of drinking, there are levels of dalad kosos that don't apply to other mitzvos of the year. The question is asked, first of all, why isn't Kiddush on the list? Right, it must be included. Dalat kosos means all kosos shel bracha. The problem is, why did it pick dalat kosos, which is a mitzvah d'rabanan? Does it say kiddush, which is daraisa according to everybody? What about avdallah, which is daraisa according to the Rambam? There are many more serious, so to speak. What dafka this one, because it's d'rabanan, afinoy boso anes, they're included. Why exactly is this one dalat kosos mentioned? So the Shoram Sirena Balacha here asked this question, and it's either in the Rishonim, but he asked this question of why is Dalat Kosos picked, and he quotes the Daitia Pashut Nira the Hacha Chashiv Hechi Tehu Ba'atmo Shosa Hayayin. He says simple. He says by the Kiddush you don't have a chiyuv to drink the wine. You have a chiyuv to hear Kiddush. Somebody else could drink the wine, right? Though drinking the wine, remember we had that back also on Daf Gimel Daf Dalet. Drinking the wine Pashus is a mitzvah d'rabanan. The Mefarish earlier had held this a daraisa to drink the wine. But Rov Rishonim don't say that. Right? The most you're going to get, Tosfos and Pesachim says, to hold the wine, al hakos, is daraisa. But drinking the wine is not. Says the Shom Sanab Alacha, the revius here, is talking about a chiyah, but you have a chiyah to drink the wine. That's only about dalakosos. Where each person, man and woman, has a chiyah to drink the wine. L'chein, shavik yayin l'kiddush, l'avdala, u'birchas hamazon, d'yachol ish acher, l'hotzioso. v'ba'atzmo in a sorach lishtos. Alval dal kosos b'lal pesach sorach sheyishte hu ba'atzmo. It is a discussion at the beginning of Arei Psachim. Some might be familiar with the Tosfos, the beginning of Arei Psachim that deals with this issue. But we paskin, they have to drink the wine, and therefore that's why that one is on the list. Dalad kosos is on the list, and not the others. Vayter shehoru. What is shehoru? That word. Let's talk about paskening. Shasa revius yayin al yore. If somebody drinks a revius of wine, one cannot paskin certain halachas. The certain halachas that require yishavadas bim mikdash. What about in the mikdash? And that, of course, only applies to alcoholic beverages, right? Grape juice. It has the din of yayin lachol hadinim. But it's not doesn't have the alcoholic content, and therefore there's no issue of paskening after one has into one is grape juice. Right, 100 years ago there was originally a controversy about what bracha do you make, but the minhag has come to be, and all poskim say that you make a bracha for a guffin and grape juice, and there's no problem even lechadchila to use it. There is a chumra quoted in B'Shem Reb Moshe at the Seder to dafka use wine with some type of intoxicating power. That doesn't mean pure. If I dilute wine and grape juice together, that's also good enough according to Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe doesn't say you have to have pure. Just have to have some intoxicating content based on the Gemara we had in Nedarim, and also Yerushalmi Nedarim, about the Tana that had headaches from Pesach to Shavuos because of the dalakosis. Why don't you just use some type of wine without intoxicating? So maybe he feels it's part of the mitzvah, the Yayin HaMeshacher. But again, that's a chumra. Rova poskim do not hold of that, and even according to Reb Moshe, one could dilute it. Just put a little wine and grape juice, and it would be okay. Vaiters, that's Shasi Yayin, Revius Yayin Al Yore. B'mikdash. What does that word mean? Shasa revius yayim v'nechnas lamikdash chayimisa. Somebody is shtuye yayin and goes into the base of mikdash and does the avoda. So then that is chayimisa for yayin v'sheich altesh. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron right after his sons died. That's one of the pshatim of what his sons did. Umesu. Does that include grape juice? So if it's a din of intoxication, it would not include grape juice. It's a din of yayin, but not for that. And we had earlier in the Masechta, it might include other intoxicating beverages that are not wine. But if somebody has a type of milk or a type of other type from other fruit, so it might include all intoxicating because that's the point. Vamesu Titania. Binayin Ravias Dam She Yotza Bishne Mesim Shimatami Ba'ohel. How much Ravias Dam is Matami? How much Dam is Matami Ba'ohel? Right, a person is Matami Ba'ohel. How much blood? A Ravias of Dam. And the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that holds a Ravias Dam even from two Mesim, or half a Ravias of this Mesim, a Ravias of that Mesim, is Matami Ba'ohel. Shede Amar, Vyalkon Nafshos Mes Lo Yavo. Plural, Nafshos. That's how you know it could include two. The Mefarish here points out that this is a machlokas tanoim, last couple of skinny lines. The Mefarish quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Really, right, this is the sugya of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesora. That's where this comes up. Nafshos, Nafshas. And relates to machlokas. The Rabbanan holds you need a Revias Dam from one mace. Rabbi Akiva allows you to have a Revias Dam combined from two mason. Why does it quote it here if this is, again, about a machlokas? Well, they both agree you need a Revias Dam. It's just a detail of where does that Revias Dam have to come from? So that's not enough of a machlokas not to be quoted here. Why did it quote, ask the Mefarish, Rabbi Akiva Shita? Why didn't it quote the Rabbanan Shita? So the Mefarish says, okay, it's one, he quotes, Vayta Kadasaval Ashas Alud Rabbi Akiva, first medium line. Lav Dafka, there's no specific reason it quotes Rabbi Akiva Shita. Right, it could have quoted the Rabbanan Shita. If you look, there's a beautiful Ha'ara. Rabbi Ganak has in his Sefer Birchas Yitzchak on Sanhedrin, in Simon Beis, he quotes, no, maybe it's Meduyak, why Dafka Rabbi Akiva is quoted. Because what's the lumdus? What's the machlokas about between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? Why should it be that, you know, it has to be from one mace? That's the Rabbanan Shita. It's blood. So human blood, a revius of human blood, should be Matame Ba'ohel. Why should it have to come from one person? Says the Birchas Yitzchak. Well, what's the Yesod lumdus of why a dam is metame? We know a person is metame. When you have part of a person, is that metame mishum the part, or is that metame because it's symbolic of the entire person? Is it a din in adam, or is it a din in shiurim? Yisod machlokosan have bedin revias dam. De e revias dam have shir umitame betoras dam. If it's a shir of dam, then it could be from even two mesim. It's a shir like other shirim. How much dam mace? Aval e name of the revias dam, enumitami rak betoras shir dam. Elo betoras mace. This is symbolic. He had damu anefesh. And the dam is a shear of a person. By this shear revias chashiv kechol hames, da damu anefesh. So maybe it has to be one person. Can't be mitzdarif two mesim to make up the shear of a mace. And he said, and that's similar. You might look at the Rambam, right? Other, besides, what about besides blood? We talk about shidra and golgolas, right? It's not mitzdarif from two mesim, right? The spine, the skull, because it's a din of a symbolic person, symbolic body. So too, that's the lundus here. Rabbi Akiva holds that it can be from two mesim because he holds it's a din of shiurim. It's a din of shiur of dam. Mashiach, the Rabbanan hold one mace. Why? Because they hold it's a din of adam. How much blood is called adam? That's dafka why it quotes. And his raya to that idea of Rabbi Akiva is our Gemara. Nazir lam and ches. Why does it quote Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva is a din of shiurim, a revius. When it comes to a person, when it's the Rabbanan, yeah, you're right, it's a revius, but it's really a shear of Adam. Like we said before, it's not really a din of shear. Revius is kezias, so it's not on the list. So here too, according to the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be a shear of Dam, it's a shear of a person. And therefore, it would, Dafka quotes Rabbi Akiva. Unbelievable. He says, Lafida Yeshlama, the Imitz Tarif, mi beis meisim chazina, David dibbe shiurim, vachre nechlo gam shiure revius. Aval Rabbanon, eno shiur el de revius, have a nefesh. Veno din shiurim el de pankas revius, lo have a chepsa shaldama nefesh. That's why Dafka quotes Rabbi Akiva and not the Rabbanon. That's the Ber Chaz Yitzchak on Sanhedrin. Okay, those are the five red. Now we're up to the other five. Right in the middle of the Yamud. The Chamesh Chivarta. Five white or clear revi'iyos. What's that phrase? Chalas Nazir Umitzora Shenifsilu Bishabis. That's the phrase. So what does that teach me? The Chalas Nazir and Mitzora that came puzzle on Shabbos? Let's see. Chalas. What is Chalas? Revi'is Shemen Lachala. That's, you need a revi'is of oil for Chala. Which Chala are we talking about here? Machlokes Rishonim. Tosva says we're talking about the chalos that are brought with the carbon toda. You know, carbon toda have 40 loaves, 10 of them matzah, 30 of the, 10 of them chametz, 30 of them matzah. And for some of the matzos, you have to use a revius of shemen. Tosfos is quotes the Gemara Mesachas Menachos, half for the rekik, you bring a half a log. Half a log is two revius. Half for the rekik and half for the revucha, and so each one gets a revius. Each of those is split up based on psukim over there. So that's Tosfos. It's talking about the chalas toda. We mentioned before the beautiful thought of the nitziv. Carbon toda has the most brought with it, but the least time to eat it. A nazir has to bring 40 loaves. And when can he eat it till? That night. All shlamims have day-night day. Carbon toda is a special type of shlamim. Day-night. That's it. Why? There's so much to eat, there's hardly any time to eat it. The answer is, because you don't want it to become nosar and have a leftover, you're going to invite all your friends. You're going to publicize the carbon toda. And that's part of the kiyum of toda, to be mefarsem what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and you want to say how great he is. That's why the Torah forces you basically into it, making you bring so many loaves in so little time, so you'll have to share it with everyone else. If you look in the mefarsh, he quotes a different halacha. The shemen for the chala is talking about how much oil has to be used for the chavite kohen gadol. Every day. We know the Kohen Gadol has to bring a special carbon mincha every single day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Chavite Kohen Gadol, you look in the eighth medium line or so of the Mefarish, Shemevi Bechol Yom, and he brings it in 12 chalos, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, and he brings the revius of Shemen, and he splits it up amongst the chalos. So that's what it's talking about here, the revius of oil. If you look in the Parshat Sav, where this comes up, we mentioned this also a long time ago, but to mention it again, in the beginning, in Perek Vav, by Sheni, by Dabar Shavu Shalimar, Zeh Karban Aaron Ubanav Ashi Yekrivu Lashem. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons, when they are Makrevit, Biyomi Mashachosho, on the day that they become anointed. Asiris Ho'efa Solas Mincha Tamid, Machatisa Baboker, Umachatisa Ba Aref. That's the Pasuk. And Rashi says, this Pasuk is a reference really to two different karbanos. One is the Minchas Chinuch, right? It's famous for the Sefer, but really it's a carbon. Minchas Chinuch is the carbon that every Kohen brings on the first day he does the Avodah. First day, opening day, he brings the Menachas Chenach. But the Kohen Gadol has to bring that carbon every single day. Says Rashi, and every other Kohen, only the first day. That's Rashi. What's the message? Explains the Azayin LaTorah of Sirotzkin, because the Kohen Gadol has to feel opening day every day. Because he's the symbol, right, of the whole nation, he's got to be excited about it every day. And we want him to have that feeling, so we have him bring the Minchas Chinuch that everybody else brings on opening day every day. And he has to realize that he was appointed the Kohen Gadol and he could lose it any day. Every day is a gift from Klal Yisrael and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach ha'gadol b'avodaso hu b'chol yom panim chadashos v'alav l'hodos l'Hashem she'ishiru b'kunaso ha'gadola o'memela alav ha'akrif chavitin minchas chinuch b'chol yom ki b'yom she'nimshach bo. That's a machlokas. Here, Tosas and Mefarish, which one are we talking about? Continuing. So we did Chala. Nazir, Revias Shem and L'Nazir. Nazir is on both lists. A revius of oil used for a nazir when he bakes his chalas. A nazir also has 20 loaves at the end of his nazirios. Mitzora, revius mayim lemitzora. A mitzora, in the process where he takes the birds and he dips it in the tara process, he uses a revius of water to dip it, right? Rosh, the Tosas quotes the pasuk. V'tavalo sam v'esatzivar chaya v'dam atzivar shkuta al hamayim achayim. On the Mayim, that's a revius a log of Mayim. Shen Nifsalu, what's that referring to? Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Me'ila, Vishar Kalamashkin Tameim, all Tame liquids on a Durabanan level. Tame liquid cannot be Mitame a person, right? Unless it's an Avatuma, right? A liquid of a Mashkin of a Zav, maybe. But other Tame liquids are Mitame Midurabanan, but how much? Postlin, it's like via berevius. If I drink a revius of a tame liquid, I become tame. Right, that's the revius. Bis Shabbos, what's the last line? It's not, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, how much liquid does one have to carry out to be chayev hotza'ah? Vishar kalamashkin berevius, vichol hashofakin berevius, and all poured out items, liquids are berevius. Those are the 10. The Esa revius, right here, Nazir Lamed Ches, you have the 10 revius. Says the Gemara Nevesu Lekka, that's it. The Aika, what about the following one? Me revius noten liyadayim. Le'echad vafil l'shnayim. What is that? That's a Mishnah in Yadayim. That's the first line of Masechas Yadayim. Yadayim is a little Masechta all the way at the end of Shas, right? And the Mishnayos are all about Tumas Yadayim and washing your hands. And people only learn, generally, people are familiar with certain Mishnayos in Yadayim from Masechas Megillah, right? Which Sifrei Kodesh are Matame Yasei Yadayim? Right, because that was the litmus test. If they were matame, it's a real, without getting into that sugya now, that was tumah. But the first Mishnah Yadai talks about netilas yadayim. How much water do I need for netilas yadayim? So, me revius. You need a revius, not only yadayim, but the Mishnah there adds, le'echad vafil l'shnayim. Even two people are allowed to use it though. As long as it started off with a revius, so that even if it's less than revius, by the time the second person gets there, it is good enough. So you see your revius is on the list. Answer, Biplukta lo kamayri. Really, there's a machlokas there, whether la'echad vol l'shnayim or only la'echad. And that's why it's not on the list. We mentioned that the chavertas, the white ones, don't have machlokas regarding them. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Hilchas Brachos, where he talks about netilas yadayim. The Rambam says, in his classic organizational excellence, says the Rambam, vav in Brachos. Kol hanotel yadav, tzarech lehizayir barba dvarim. Whenever we do netilas yadayim, we have to be careful and focus on four things. Four topics. Number one, b'mayim atzman. Shelo yipsulun l'netilas yadayim. We have to make sure the water is okay. The water is in pasul. It's not shinui mara. There wasn't giloy. There wasn't malacha done with the water. Right? Like, that's number one. I have to make sure the water is okay. Number two, the shear of the water. Shiehei bohen revius l'chol shtei yadayim. Right? There's got to be a revius for every two hands. That is the Rambam. Number two. Number three, I have to make sure the kli is appropriate. B'kli. She yihu hamayim shenolim mehen b'kli. You have to use a kli for netilas yadayim. And number four, ubin notel, the gavra. She yihu hamayim ba'im mikoach nosein. So you got to check out the water and the shear of the water, the kli, and the nosein. Those are the four elements, the four categories within Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that I have to be careful. And then the Rambam goes through each one. The classic, the Rambam says, these are the four things, he's not quoting a Chazal here, he's putting it all together and saying these are the four that one needs to, four items that one needs to be careful about. But he quotes that first Mishnah in Yadayim about a Revius. Viter. Says the Gemara, there's another one. The Ha'ika Ha'imevi Paili Shalcheres V'nosin L'tocha Chatzi Logmayim in Akiyar. What about in the Sota process? You bring some, a half a lug of water, right, in the process of Sota, and you're going to dip the cloth into the water, so you see Revius there too. Rebbe Yehudama Revius, one says half, one says a quarter. V'plukta Lokamayri, again, arguments are not on this list. The Ha'ika Kama, what about the following? Kama Mayim Nosin L'tocha, how much water does one have to put into Meir Raglayim in order to be able to daven near it, kol shehu, Reb Zakei Omer Revius, v'plukta lo kamayri. Again, it's not quoting something that's related to a machlokas. V'ha'ika mikvah, last line, what about mikvah? What do you mean mikvah? There is the minimum shear for being tovel kalim, is Revius of Mayim. So, why isn't that on the list here? Says the Gemara, bar mehahi d'patzlua rabbanan. No, but the Rabbanan already nixed that. On a D'oraisa level, you could put Tamei Kalim into a mikvah that is only a Revius of Halog of Mayim. But we paskin now, Rabbanan said, even for Kalim, you need a mikvah of Arbam Sa. And therefore, because they were Mavatalid, so it is left off the list. 2 points. Number one, many Rishonim say, what does this Gemara sound like? On a D'oraisa level, all you need is a Revius for Tfilas Kalim. But Midr Rabbanan, you need Arbam Sa. Many Rishonim limit this in two ways. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says, to be Tovel Kalim, you could do that for two reasons. Bizman Azeb, we do it for a very different reason than they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Did a Kli become Tameh, and now I have to Tovel it? That's what the Gemara is talking about here. But what about for the mitzvah of Tevilas Kalim, when you buy something from a guy, that a guy made? So, some Rishonim say that needs Memsa Daraisa. Assuming Tevilas Kalim is Daraisa, at least Me'ikir Hadin. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Avodah Zarah. On top Ayin Hayim Abayz, he says this whole Gemara, Mayim Shanida Tovelas, Ava Gavdu Revius Sagi Lahatvil Machtin Mitzinoros Midaraisa, even though Midaraisa, you can be Tovel Needles and other Kalim, Hainu Tfilas Tuma, Ava Tfilas Klimidyon, Chidishu Ubai Mem Sa'a. Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, two types of Tfilas Kalim, but the one that we're used to is more Chamor, and therefore you need Mem Sa'a Me'ikr Hadin. Number one. Number two, and meaning because it's like a tefillas ger. You compare it to tefillas ger. Right? What are we doing when we're, other Rishonim use that lashon, when we're tovel kalim bought from a guy, we're being machnis kedusha into it. Right? We're not just removing a problem. Right? That's the difference between hagala and tevila. You don't make a bracha when you remove a problem. To kasher something, you don't make a bracha for hagala. You don't make a bracha by mayim achronim because you're just removing the melech stomus. But if you're being mosif kedusha, you make a bracha. So tefilas kalim by getting it from a guy, that's like ger. You're being moted. That's why there's a bracha. And that's why there's mem sa'ah, me'ikr adin. Number one. Number two, the Tosfos here, Tosfos on the bottom here, bar me'ahu, he notes that the whole issue of needing mem sa'ah is only by mikvah. But it could be by mayan, then it's still the Revius of water is still okay. Let's say you have a Mayan, and in the area that the Mayan comes out to is only less than Memsa'ah, it could be that's good enough. The limit, the Rabbanan were only mevatel it when it came to mikvah and not to Mayan. That's what Tosfos says. Pirish, it's Srich Arbam Sa'ah, Filo Machtavitsidaros, Uba Adam La Olam Boy Memsa'ah La Mikvah, and turn over. Yama Rebbe, Demikom Makom, Revius de Mayan, Lo Batzluha. Based on other sources. That's a machlokas we've shown him. This is for Tumah. For Tumah, yes. Okay. Vaiter. So that is all. That's the Revi'iyos Gemara. And now we continue. Says the Gemara, getting back to the Mishnah, back from Maseches Nazir that we had earlier. Remember, so we had a machlokas, tanoim, the shear for drinking wine. Is it a kezayis or is it a revius? What's the machlokas about? Tanakama lo midami lohon lechol isuri nazir l'shtia. The Tanakama does not compare this isurim of solid items to the Isurim of drinking. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Dechsiv, Va'anavim Lachim Viveshim Lo Yochel, Ma'achila Kezayas, Av Kol Isurim Kezayas. Rabbi Akiva says there's a Vav before the word Va'anavim. So that connects it to the previous. And therefore we compare the solid and the liquid Isurim of a Nazir, and therefore they all have the shear of a Kezayas according to Rabbi Akiva. Period. And the Mishnah said, you're chayiv on all of the Isurim separately. Right? There are five separate Isurim relating to wine. Right? You have the Isur of wine and Tarovis wine. That's one. And like we said, in the Isur of wet grapes and dry grapes and seeds and peels. All five Isurim. You're chayiv on each one separately. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, we'll have to get back to this Pasuk, but the Pasuk says here in Parshas Naso, regarding a Nazir, the Pasuk tells me, Miyain v'shecher yazir, chometz yain v'chometz shecher lo yishteh, right, that's the wine Isur, that's only one lo. Miyain v'shecher yazir, then we have v'chol mishras anavim lo yishteh va'anavim lachim viveshim lo yochel. So let's keep that in mind, that anavim, lachim, and yiveshim, they're counted as two separate lo sases, but there's only one lo yochel on it. So we'll have to come back to that, Bez Hashem. So Torah Rabbanan, anavim, lachim, yiveshim, lo yochel, l'chayev al zeh b'vnei asma, v'al zeh b'vnei asma. But we learned from that pasuk that there are two separate isurim. Even though it only says the word lo yochel once, there are two separate Isurim. Mikana tadan l'chol Isurim sheva Torah. And from here you learn to all Isurim in the Torah. Tosfos has a different girsa here. Tosfos, you look at the fifth wide line in Tosfos. Hachi garsidan, important lashon. Hachi garsidan b'gemara. Umikana tadan l'chol Isurei Nazir. Tosfos doesn't say you expand this to all Isurim in the Torah. Tosfos says all Isurei Nazir, because there's a problem here. If you look in the Rambam, Shorish Tesh, the Rambam spends 10 pages telling us that if there's one Lashon of Lo Sase in the Torah, that it's only one Lo Sase. For example, by Kara Pesach, Al Tochlu Bimenu Na Ki Mvashu Mavushal Bamayim. There's one Lo Sase about Non and Mavushal. You don't use the Al Tochlu for each one respectively. And he quotes five different examples. Ask the Ramban, a bomb kasha on the Rambam. So what about this Gemara? How can he be chayev separately for raisins and grapes? It's one lo sase. So the answer is, the Briska Rav says, he must have had Tosfos' girsa, and it's a separate din in Nazirus. It's a separate limun in Nazirus. L'chayev al-zebevreyat was not expanding to all of Torah. That's Tosfos' girsa here. Let's read it now. Just like here, by grapes and raisins. It's one min. It's one min, it's grapes. But the Torah refers to it as two types, grapes and raisins, and that's enough to be chayev to av kol shu min echad echad v'heinshtei shemos, chayev al zeh b'vnei atzmo, so to any. Within Tosfos, anything in the world of Nazirus that's called two different things, even though it's basically the same item, you'd be chayev too. La'asuye, what's that including? Chamra chadati ve'invi. Freshly squeezed grapes, which is new wine, the Gemara says, and grapes. It tastes the same. If you squeeze a grape and you make fresh grape juice, right, it tastes like grape juice, and you have the grapes themselves, it tastes the same. You chayev two different things. Because there's two shemos, even though it's really one category. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Within the world of Nazirus, you can be chayiv for every separate iser. Period. Amar Abaya, achal chartzan lo keshtayim. If somebody eats grape seeds, they get two malchus. One for eating grape seeds, and one the general iser of eating anything that comes from a grape. Mikol asher yeas abigefer ayayin. Achal zog lo keshtayim. Same thing if you eat the skin. You get two, the specific one and the general one. Achal chartzan, vizag, lokeshalosh. The two specific ones and the general one. That's Abaya. Rava amar, ein aloka ela achas. No one. You don't get malchus for the more general one. Why? Shein aloka ela alav shebeklalos. Yisod gadol, shas topic. You don't get malchus for a lav that includes many things. What's the classic example? Sanhedrin sa magimel, osoklu al adam. That it tells me you can't eat blood. It tells me you can't eat before Yadavin. That's the Gemara in Brachas, but in Sanhedrin, the Bezin doesn't eat on the day they put somebody to death. And, you know, there's no Sudas. Other Isurim. 10 different things. Learned that from one Pasuk. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. Right, there's a big discussion in Tosfos and the Rishonim. Why isn't Yantif a Lav Shebeklalos? Losasa Komalacha and Yantif. You get Malkus for that. Why isn't that a lashon b'kalos? Okay, not for now. We discussed that in the past. Period. Machlokas. So this is a machlokas between Abaye and Rava about our case. Masav Rav Papa, Rav Papa has a kasha on Abaye. Yer Blazer Omer Nazer Shari Shosa Yain Kol Hayom Eino Chayev Ala Achas. A Nazer that's drinking wine all day, he's only chayev one avera, one malchus. Amru Al Tishda Al Tishda Vahu Shosa. But if they keep warning him in between each shvayis shtia and he keeps drinking, then chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas. Ochal Anavim Lachav Yveishim Acharsan V'Zagim. If somebody eats grapes, raisins, seeds, peels, v'sakadash koshal adav v'shasa, that he squeezes out a grape and drinks the grape juice, look at Chabesh, he gets all five. All five. But Ihaki, according to you, Abaye, look at Sheish. You should get six. You should get one for the general one. Achas al mikol sheyaseh, or one for the general one too. Answer, ton of a shear. Okay, one, it left it out. So as the Gemara always says, my shear, the high shear. What else was left out? You can't just say one was left out. There's got to be another one left out. Shear lo yachel dvaro. Lo yachel dvaro, which the Rambam also says in Hilchos Nezirus. Every time you violate Nisr of Nezirus, you violate not keeping your word. So Gemara says, no. Imishem ha'alav shiurahu. That's not good enough. Kiktani midi delo isi b'doch tachriti. We're trying to find somebody that's specific to Nezirus. Lo yachel dvaro isi b'dedaren. That's a general Nisr. So you can't say that was left out. That's not fair. You have to find something else that was left out. So Gemara says, okay, Amalei Ravina mi parzikla Ravashi va'ashir debein habeinayim. Maybe it left out the Isra of eating pulp, eating what's between the seeds and the skin, like we had. So Gemara says, El Amra Papa, and therefore the question is, so why did it, why was it left out? El Amra Papa, Rav Papa says, Lo Tanya midi chamesh. Really, the Brisa did not say you're chay of five malchus. It just says you're chay of a lot of malchus. It didn't say five. That was Rav Papa's own addition. Says the Gemara, V'ha'os ve'chamesh, but did Rav Papa ask? Five. That's the whole kasha on Abaye. Omeachad lo tanya chamesh by time of osfes. Why was it such a kasha? If it didn't say five. So, Amar, Rav Papa, no, this is what Rav Papa thought. Anasavi lav Gemara hi biyade. I thought that Abaye made up that shita himself. He didn't have a misora about it. And therefore, if he would hear a brisa that says five, v'hadarbe, he would be chozer bo, because I didn't think he had such conviction about the shita. I didn't realize he had a misora about it, that even though he heard five, he didn't retract. But Rav Papa basically made it up, added in a word, just to see how what type of conviction Abaye had on his shita. Interesting question, whether you're allowed to be mishana like that in order to get to the truth in Torah. Period. It wasn't Azari Omer v'chulu, Amr of Yosef, right? We had a machlokas back in the Mishnah about chartzanim v'adzagim, which is seeds and which is peels, right? The machlokas tanoim. Amr of Yosef, keman mitargeminan. The Targum says, mi purtsanin v'adi tsurin. That means from seeds to skins. Kerab Yosef, like, that's like Reb Yosef's way of understanding, me chartzanim v'adzagim. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the Tosas points out on top, just by the way, the Chiddush of that Rav Papa did this. That Rav Papa made up a Brisa, added in a word on the Brisa, just to see how strongly Abaye felt about his Shita. Okay, the next couple of days is going to be put up from the last cycle, and Hashem, we'll see. We'll try to do one on Friday, but we'll see. It'll be up from the last one.